From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The office of Senator Jim Webb says he will leave Myanmar tomorrow with an American who had been jailed there. The Virginia Democrats secured the release of John Yetop, who entered the home of Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi without her permission. The BBC's Andre Vornik has more.
Senator Webb appears to have convinced the Burmese authorities of his goodwill. Thanks to him, John Yetop, who'd been sentenced to 7 years hard labor, will be freed and deported. For her part, Aung San Suu Kyi, who because of Mr. Yetor's actions received an extended term of house arrest, is unlikely to be shown such mercy. She did, however, agree to meet Senator Webb, suggesting she sees some merit in the American's new policy of engagement with her jailers. The Obama administration seems to have concluded that ever tighter sanctions and isolation may no longer be the best approach.
The BBC's Andre Vornik reporting. Senator Webb and John Yetop will fly to Bangkok tomorrow. President Obama takes his health care campaign to Colorado today for another town hall meeting. He's trying to build public support for sweeping changes in the health care system that he says would shift power from insurance companies to consumers without government intrusion. Democratic held town hall meetings have been punctuated by angry outbursts in recent weeks. In his internet and radio address, the president appeals to Americans to dial down the rhetoric on health care and talk through legitimate differences.
Now, I know there's been a lot of attention paid to some of the town hall meetings that are going on around the country, especially those where tempers have flared. You know how TV loves a ruckus. But what you haven't seen, because it's not as exciting, are the many constructive meetings going on all over the country where Americans are airing their hopes and concerns about this very important issue.
In the GOP address, Republican Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah also urges Americans to respectfully debate health care without stifling discussions. The Lockheed fire burning in California's Santa Cruz Mountains has grown to more than 5,000 acres. About 15% of it is contained. Fire spokesman Daniel Berlant says the winds have been cooperating.
Fortunately for us, the winds that were blowing this fire yesterday have dissipated, and actually there's no real wind this morning. But we're taking that opportunity to continue to build our containment lines and strengthen those lines that we've already built.
About 2,400 people were told to evacuate. Bonnie Doon resident Paul Hostetter says he's staking it out at home, which he says seems to be fairly sheltered from the fire so far. But Hostetter says some neighbors have more reason to worry.
One that left his home is staying down here with me. Literally, the sheriff came to the door and said, "You've got to go." He just got done talking with a neighbor who did not leave. She's got a yard full of fire trucks just waiting to see if something's going to happen up there.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is expected to visit the fire zone today. You're listening to NPR News. U.S. and Canadian officials say there's growing shortage of medical isotopes. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, that shortage has become more acute because of the shutdown of an aging nuclear reactor in Ontario.
The Chalk River reactor was shut down in May after a heavy water leak and will now be offline until at least next spring. The problem is Chalk River produces about a third of the world's supply of isotopes used in medical imaging devices to diagnose cancers and heart ailments. In the U.S., the supply shortage has already become an issue. About 40,000 patients a day undergo isotopes-related tests. A survey by the Society of Nuclear Medicine says 91% of the participating hospitals, clinics, and pharmacies reported being affected by the shortage. The real concern now is the planned shutdown of another reactor, this one in the Netherlands, in February. It, too, produces about a third of the world's supply. Medical experts say the dual shutdown will create a dangerous situation in which they will have to depend on imports that cost as much as $30,000 more per shipment. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
The president of Taiwan says he's sorry for his government's response to the recent typhoon, the worst the country's seen in half a century. Ma Ying-jeou says more than 500 people have died, many of them in landslides. Survivors say security forces could have saved more lives if they had reached their remote villages sooner. A suicide bomber struck a security post in Pakistan's Swat Valley today. 5 people were killed. Local authorities say 8 militants have also been killed in fighting with government forces. A car bomb blew up outside NATO-led headquarters in the Afghan capital today. At least 7 people are dead, more than 90 injured. The Taliban is claiming responsibility. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.